But now we want to go to music and what it can do to the mind. A study published this month in the Journal of Neuroscience looks at free music programs aimed at at-risk kids and finds that studying music improves performance in the brain. Youth Radio Scott Lau went through a similar program. He's now a freshman at the University of Southern California studying the music business and the cello. And he sent us this audio postcard about how playing the cello changed him.
I'm Scott Lau. I'm 17 years old, and I've been playing the cello for 7 years. I think that's A. Is that an A? Hold up, let me check. In middle school, I had the option of doing PE or orchestra, and I did orchestra instead. And I really wanted to play the violin, but it was first come, first serve, and everyone else chose the violin, so I ended up playing the cello. Basically, the violin is the diva of the orchestra, and I'm not that person. Sometimes it's nice to be in the background and not have all its attention focused on you. The notes in Pachelbel's canon, it's the same 5 notes over and over again. It's D, A, B, F sharp, and then G. The violins, the second violins, and even the violas have this beautiful melody that people play at their weddings, at graduations, and that melody never gets passed to the cellos, and we're playing the same 5 notes over and over. And sometimes it's frustrating being in the background, but that's just the role that you have to play sometimes. You really have to be in tune with the main melody and make sure you're not overpowering them. Listen. I connect personally with the cello because a lot of times I find that I'm in the background in class, in conversations with friends or at work. I only interject my ideas and my comments every once in a while. I'm kind of, in a way, harmonizing with what other people are saying rather than going out of my way and trying to steal the spotlight in the conversation. I don't get to be the star of the show, but I don't always have to be, because even though you won't notice my sound when it's there, you'll definitely notice it when it's gone.
Scott Lau's story from Youth Radio. And we do notice when it's gone and we don't like it. Here he performs the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young. Feel better, Jeremy? This is Here and Now.